Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. Well, my birthday is next week. I'll be 53. And it was doing research for another episode we were going to do, where we ran across programming from May of 1978. So today we're going to take a look back at some of the programming that was on TV 46 years ago this month. Now for me, it was 46 years ago this month on actually tomorrow, the 7th, was when I discovered my very first episode of Battle of the Network Stars. I was channel surfing, trying to find something to watch, and I saw all these familiar faces. I saw Debbie Boone. I saw Baker from Carter Country. I saw J.J. Evans, Julie from One Day at a Time, Cheryl Teague, the Captain and Tennille. I was like, what is going on here? What is happening? And they were they had just gotten started with, you know, the battle. And because either they were doing the swimming relay or the kayak relay. And those were both at the very beginning. And so I, you know, decided I was going to see what this was, how it turned out. Long story short, I got completely hooked and I never missed another battle. This battle, I'm not going to tell you who won, but all of the Battle of the Network Stars installments are available on YouTube in their entirety. I will let you know, though, the person who put them up in the description box of each battle, they let you know who won, which that is such a terrible spoiler. But it is still fun to watch the battles and see how everything turned down, how everything went down, how it all played out. This battle was hosted, of course, by Howard Cosell, along with Suzanne Summers and Bruce Jenner. Now, the ABC team, the captain was Gabe Kaplan. Welcome back, Cotters, Mr. Cotter. And on his team were the captain and Tennille, Kenny Holliday, who was Baker on Carter Country, Parker Stevenson, who was on the Hardy Boys, Debbie Boone, of course, the biggest hit of 1977, You Light Up My Life, Steve Landisberg, who was Dietrich from Barney Miller, and Cheryl Teagues, who was one of the biggest supermodels of the decade. CBS, their captain was Tony Randall. And on their team, Kevin Dobson from Kojak, Victoria Principal, who was Pam on Dallas. Dallas had just gotten started about a month earlier. James MacArthur, Dano from Hawaii Five-O, Denise Nicholas, who was currently on Baby I'm Back, Mackenzie Phillips, Julie on One Day at a Time, Jimmy Walker, JJ from Good Times, and Bo Svensson. Not sure what show he was on, but he definitely brought a lot to the table. NBC's captain, not Robert Conrad this time. He evidently decided to take a break, and I'm glad that he did. The guy always made me uncomfortable because he was just too competitive and he was bullyish and he took a lot of fun out of it. He was entertaining to watch, I must admit, but he decided to not be a part of this particular battle. And I did not miss him when I rewatched this recently. The captain this time was Richard Benjamin. I don't remember the show that he was in because I didn't watch a lot of NBC programming, if any, during this time. But he was captain, way more laid back, way more chill than Bob Conrad ever was. On his team, Lance Kerwin from James at 16. They changed the name from James at 15 to James at 16. Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. She was Laura Ingalls. Rhonda Bates, very tall girl from this roller derby short-lived TV show. Jane Curtin from Saturday Night Live. Artie Johnson, who was probably best known for having been on Laugh-In in the 60s. Dennis Dugan, not sure which show he was on, but he was a really funny guy. And Larry Wilcox, who was Baker on Chips. Now, the oldest competitor in this particular competition was Tony Randall, who was 58. Or the youngest was Melissa Gilbert, who was only 13. Of course, these battles were all filmed on the campus of Pepperdine University in Malibu. And we've been to that area. It's gorgeous, still beautiful, still stunning all these years later. Now, one thing that we did also, we took a look at the top 10 musically that week. So number 10 was Jefferson Starship with Count on Me. Number 9, Kansas, Dust in the Wind. Number 8, Eric Clapton, Lay Down Sally. 7, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, You're the One That I Want. Although Grease would not appear in theaters until June, the song was already burning up the charts. Number 6, another successful duo, Denise Williams and Johnny Mathis, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Number 5, Wings with A Little Luck. Number 4, The Closer I Get to You, another duo, this time Roberta Flack and Donnie Hathaway. Number 3, Barry Manilow, I Can't Smile Without You. Number 2, Yvonne Elliman, off the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, If I Can't Have You. And the number 1 song in the country as of May the 7th, 1978, 46 years ago tomorrow, The Bee Gees with Night Fever, also off the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. So again, this battle is on YouTube and it is a lot of fun to watch. So definitely check it out. All the other battles are over there as well. They are so much fun to watch. And again, this battle is the most special one to me because it's the first battle I ever saw. And it was just so thrilling to see all these TV stars, all these TV celebrities, people I was watching every week on TV, on the same team, competing against each other. It was a lot of fun and a great introduction to Battle of the Network Stars. Now, later in the week, and we found this was in the New York Times, actually, we took a look at the ratings for the week of Monday, May 15th through Sunday, May the 21st. Now, ratings, of course, are the percentage of the total number of U.S. households with a television. So we have the top 15 programs for that week. Number 15, The Carpenters. This was their third special on ABC. It was called Space Encounters. Very Star Wars themed. I think it's on YouTube. I know that their first special is from 1976. And the last one they did, I think, was done in 1980. That's when Karen and Ella Fitzgerald did this amazing duet together of This Masquerade. But this battle, I think, is also on YouTube as well. The guest stars were Suzanne Somers, John Davidson, and Charlie Callis. And the Carpenters, Karen and Richard, definitely one of our favorites, love their music. And the specials were always very family friendly, very family oriented, very fun and innocent, very G-rated. And of course, it's always fun to get to hear Karen sing because she definitely had one of the most beautiful voices of all time. And she remains very much missed all of these years later. In the 14th slot for that week, we have Family. Family, of course, was about the Lawrences in Pasadena, California. And the episode, because we looked up each episode, we were going to just mention, you know, the TV shows, but we were like, no, we need to, you know, look up the episodes. What episode of these shows aired that week? Well, the episode for Family that aired that week on the 16th of May was titled Counterpoint, where Kate, who was the mom in the show, Kate was disconcerted by an arrogant professor because Kate went back to school. She wanted to do more with her life than be a wife and a mom. So she wanted to go back to school. She could play the piano and she was trying to get back into, you know, really improving her piano skills, being able to hopefully teach it as well as study it. And the professor that she had, very not helpful at all. He's portrayed by James Woods. This episode also on YouTube. Meanwhile, her husband, Doug, began to question the value of his work. Like, should he stay a lawyer? Should maybe he become a judge? He was definitely having one of those midlife, not really a midlife crisis, but really kind of a midlife evaluation of, should I keep doing what I'm doing or should I switch it up a bit? So that was the 14th program for this week in May. The 13th program was MASH, which aired on, and we wrote this down, MASH aired on May the 15th, that Monday. The episode, The Smell of Music. And the description of the episode reads like this. We wrote the actual descriptions down as they were written online. We went to the Ultimate 70s website and wrote down all this about, you know, about each episode. This is a website that is great to look at because if you go to any date from 1970 to 1982, you can look up any date. You can see what was going on in the news, what was going on around the world. You can see what was, you know, the number one song in the country, the number one TV show, what was going on in sports. It's a great website, and that's where we went to get all this information for this episode. So the MASH episode, again, The Smell of Music, and it is listed as the dissonant notes of Charles's French horn drive Hawkeye and BJ to distraction. But they conceive a devastating counterattack. Don't know if this is on YouTube or not, but MASH is shown on MeTV 6 days a week. So I'm sure if you go over there, you'll definitely run into it because they show MASH a lot. The 12th program for that week, Little House on the Prairie, it was a repeat. The episode, Here Come the Brides. Love blooms when hog farmer Adam Sims and his son Luke become captivated by the charms of Walnut Grove's Nellie Olson and spinster school teacher Miss Beetle. Who in their right mind would fall for Nellie Olson? I must question this guy's judgment. Now, Miss Beetle was always the kind of teacher that you always wanted to have. Miss Beetle was just really, you know, a really good teacher. She had a great personality, very motherly, gentle and kind. So I get Miss Beetle, but I do not get anyone falling for Nellie. But that was the episode for that week. Here Come the Brides. Again, it was a repeat. The 11th program, Fantasy Island was being shown twice a week at one point, we found out. I had forgotten all about this. So, the Saturday night episode is the number 11th program for that week. The episode, which aired, I believe, on the 20th of May. You know, because they had like three different kind of scenarios going on in each episode. You know, that's what they were known for. They were like Love Boat in that way. One episode was called Call Me Lucky. And then the other one was called Torch Singer. So they had two different storylines in this episode. A professional gambler looks for a big score. Meanwhile, a young woman wants to be a sexy torch singer. Now, among the guest stars in that episode that night were Richard Dawson, Dick Butkus, and Ed Burns. Ed Burns, of course, was Kooky in 77 Sunset Strip back in the 50s and 60s. And he was also in Grease. He was Vince Fontaine. So, yeah, he was in that episode as well. Call Me Lucky and Torch Singer. Number 10 for the week, The Wilderness Family. This was an ABC Family adventure movie. I didn't write a lot down about this. I don't remember why. I think I was so caught up in the TV stuff that I didn't write anything down about it. But it was a TV movie. Most of these programs, by the way, were on ABC. Because ABC was definitely the lead network as of May 1978. So most of these programs are from ABC, including The Wilderness Family. I don't know if it's on YouTube, but you can definitely take a look and see. It might happen to be there. The 9th program, The Love Boat. Of course, The Love Boat was on Saturday nights. And let's take a look and see what I wrote down for The Love Boat. It too aired on the 20th of May, 1978. And again, you've got three different scenarios going on in this episode. You've got Go for the Rebel, Cabin Fever, and Pacific Princess Overture. Now, this is how it's written on the Ultimate 70s website. Gopher chafes under the captain's constant orders. A Japanese industrialist, suave manager persuades a widow to sell her factory. A mistress develops cabin fever when her boyfriend cools their affair. Now, among those guest starring in this episode of Love Boat were Eve Plum, best known as Jan Brady from the Brady Bunch, Kay Ballard, the comedian, also who was in the mother's in-law, in the late 60s, and Pat Morita, best known as being Arnold in Happy Days, Achu on Sanford and Son, and of course, he was known for those amazing Karate Kid films in the 80s. The eighth program for the week was The Incredible Hulk, which had just made its debut 2 months earlier on CBS. The episode, which aired on the 19th of May, was titled Earthquakes Happen. David Banner impersonates a scientist to get access to gamma ray equipment, but his attempt to reverse his own radiation is interrupted by an earthquake. Now, I've seen that episode. Haven't seen it in a while, but it's definitely a really good one. And The Incredible Hulk, definitely, in the 2 months that it had been on the air, was really doing very well in the ratings. No surprise there. But there really aren't any Incredible Hulk episodes on YouTube these days, but the entire series is available on DVD as well as Blu-ray. The seventh program was another special. Actually, it aired the same night as the Carpenters special did. They both aired on Wednesday night. That's why there was no It Is Enough or Charlie's Angels or Beretta that night, because of these two specials. They aired that night instead. This was Olivia Newton-John's second special. Her first special was a big rating success, and this was the second one that she did. And interestingly enough, Olivia and Karen Carpenter are very, very close friends. And so their specials were on back-to-back on ABC that Wednesday night. And her specials, her guests on the special were ABBA. You know, of course, ABBA was huge at the time. And also someone else who was mega, mega huge at the time, Andy Gibb. And speaking of Andy Gibb, Andy Gibb had the biggest song of 1978, Shadow Dancing. Shadow Dancing became a number one hit that summer, and it was a number one hit for 7 weeks. And I will never forget being 7 years old at our grandparents' house, and Shadow Dancing was on the radio. I was in the living room of the house, and I was just getting down. My little seven-year-old behind, I was jamming and I was getting down, dancing to Shadow Dancing. That is still one of my all-time favorite songs. I heard it again a few nights ago on YouTube. I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I still love Shadow Dancing. It was a big hit across the board. It was number 11, I think, on the R&B charts. It also peaked at number one, I think, on the adult contemporary charts. And I think over on Cashbox as well. It was a huge hit for Andy Gibb, and as I said, the biggest hit of the year. The sixth program, Happy Days. No surprise there. Tuesday nights were a big deal on ABC in those days. The episode titled, and it aired on the 16th of May, the episode was titled Second Wind. Richie and the Fonz fix Al up with a motorcycle riding meter maid. Happy Days currently not on TV, but the entire series, I think, is available on DVD and Blu-ray. I definitely watched this episode. I never missed Happy Days, never missed the Tuesday night lineup on ABC in those days. So I definitely was watching it that night on May the 16th. The fifth episode of this week, Carter Country. Now, some of you might not remember Carter Country or know anything about it. Carter Country was only on for 2 seasons on ABC, and it was about this little small town and about really the cops who worked at, the police station there and the adventures of the cops and what they got into. It was a very, very funny show. And the mayor was always overseeing what they were doing. He would always tell the police chief, Roy, handle it, Roy. It was a very, very funny show. And I never missed Carter Country. This episode also aired on the 16th of May, also on that Tuesday night lineup. It came on at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. They went through a little time change there because it went to Thursday nights a little bit later. I think it was on Thursday nights in the beginning, then it did a lot of moving around on the schedule. But it was on Tuesday nights at this point. And the title, Baker Saves a Life. When Jasper was another one of the cops, and Baker, of course, he was kind of like Chief Roy's, like, deputy or whatever. They worked together. When Jasper believes Baker saved his life after their patrol car crashed into a truck of live chickens, typical Carter Country episode, Jasper moves in with Baker, determined to pay his debt. And I'm sure that was hilariously funny, because Baker and Jasper, not the best of friends. So I can only imagine what it was like those two trying to live together. The fourth episode, How the West Was Won, was also on ABC. It was a Western. It starred James Arness, best known for being Matt Dillon for 20 years on Gunsmoke. This was actually the last episode of the show. It had been on for a couple of years, and the episode aired on the 21st of May. It was titled Deke. Again, final episode of the series. Zeb, of course, that was James Arness's character's name. Zeb is in a desperate race to save Luke and Josh from being gunned down by a crazed ex-sheriff who blames Luke for crippling him. Now, I did not watch How the West Was Won. I heard about it, but I never watched it. No doubt I was watching something else. But not sure about the availability on DVD or Blu-ray. Carter Country also, I don't think, is available on DVD or Blu-ray. Or there are some episodes on YouTube. Not sure how many, but you know, you can watch the episode 2 of Carter Country. How the West Was Won, probably also on YouTube. If not, I'm sure the opening is available on YouTube for sure. In third place, Laverne and Shirley, also a Tuesday night staple, came on right after Happy Days. This episode also aired on the 16th of May, 1978. The title of the episode, 2001, A Comedy Odyssey. 2001 seemed just so far away at the time. That sounded like some Jetson stuff. You know, 2001, I mean, that just sounded just like something where we'd all be having flying cars and stuff. But the episode was where Laverne dreams she and Shirley are old spinsters, and their only hopes for marriage are Lenny and Squiggy. I'm sure that was hilariously funny. And I know I saw it because I never missed Laverne and Shirley. Watched it every Tuesday night. The second episode, or second program for the week, was Wheels. Wheels was on NBC. It was a mini-series, and this was the conclusion to that mini-series. Now, according to the Ultimate 70s website, this is what they had listed. It was part 5. So it was a 5-part mini-series. Erica decides on psychiatric treatment, but the death of her younger son sends her looking for another solution. I don't know if this is on YouTube. It could be, but it's definitely worth checking into to see if you want to check it out. You can definitely check YouTube and see if it's there. You can also check Wikipedia, Internet Movie Database, you know, find out more about the Wheels miniseries. But evidently, it was pretty popular considering the fact that the last concluding episode was the second highest rated program in the country for that week. It aired on the 15th of May, which, of course, was that Monday. Now, the top program on television the week of May the 15th through May the 21st, 1978, was Three's Company. This episode I remember watching very, very well. I remember the episode and remember watching it at that time that week. The episode, which, of course, aired on the 16th of May, is titled Coffee, Tea, or Jack. Now, this is the episode when Jack's old girlfriend, portrayed by Lonnie Anderson, comes back to town. She always did do Jack like crap, and so she came back to just, you know, I don't know, when people, you know, when they you know, they're players and they, you know, have played a lot of people and they want to go back and play them again. I don't know. I don't understand that kind of mindset. I've never had it. But Susan Walters was her name in the episode, and she came back to see Jack. She lied and said she's back for his birthday, but she really was not. She just came back to have a little bit of fun with him for a while, and of course, he was freaking out. Really funny episode, one of the best within the entire series. And it really showed Suzanne Summers and how really good that she was at comedy. This was really a great chance for her to shine like never before. So this episode, again, one of my all-time favorites, and it received a 26.6 rating that week, making it the number one TV show, number one TV program on the country, in the country, on TV for that week. And like I said, I definitely remember watching it that week because I had this huge crush on John Ritter. Not very happy to see Lonnie Anderson all over him either, but it's a really terrific episode. And I could definitely understand why this was the number one program on TV for that week. But this was a lot of fun to do. Oh, I did write down about the Wilderness family. I did write that down. The Wilderness family actually was a 1975 movie. As I said, it aired on the 15th of May, that Monday. And the description is as follows. A family flees the city for a deep forest to escape the pressures of life and to help their sickly daughter. Those who starred in the movie included Robert Logan, Susan DeMonte, and George Buck Flower. Now, I had a feeling that I had written this down. You know, knowing me, I just don't see why I would not have written down some details about the Wilderness family. But that was what I found over at that awesome Ultimate 70s website. So yeah, this is a little TV from May 1978. I'm sure this is probably going to be a lot of fun for a lot of you as well. Maybe you were, unlike me, getting ready to turn 7. And having turned 7 during that period of time, some of you were probably in college. Some of you probably, you know, had families raising kids. Some of you were probably in grade school like I was, or in high school, middle school. Maybe some of you hadn't even been born yet. Maybe some of you were born in 1978. So I'm sure that regardless, this is going to be a pretty fun episode for a lot of you to listen to. And I wanted to share this with all of you. I want to share it with my sister because she got a kick out of the whole thing, and want to share it with our followers and listeners because, like I said, that was just a really fun time, you know, for me personally. And the TV at the time and the music were both off the charts. You know, a lot of great music, lots of, like I said, great TV, you know, programming. And I, you know, was glad, am glad to have been a part of it. So again, wanted to share this with all of you about some of the programs that were on 46 years ago this month. And to also commemorate my 7th birthday and to commemorate the 53rd birthday that's coming up next week. As for what did I do on my birthday that year? Well, my cousins and my mom and I, we went to the park, went to the zoo. My mom baked an amazing birthday cake, and I got a lot of amazing birthday gifts from friends of mine at school because the kids told their parents that it was my birthday, and they got me some amazing stuff, really nice gifts. So it was a really, really nice birthday. No complaints. My birthday was on a, what did it fall on that year? I think it fell on a Saturday, I think. My birthday was on a Saturday that year. No, it fell on a Thursday. Yeah, it fell on a Thursday because the kids sang happy birthday to me at school. That's right. That's right. They sang happy birthday to me at school. I remember that. So I think it fell on a Thursday. I didn't write that down, what day my birthday actually fell on. But I think it did fall on a Thursday because I remember, like I said, being sang happy birthday to at school and, you know, feeling really special. And we went to the park and the zoo and all that weekend, that Saturday, my family and I. But just, again, want to share this with all of you. And also not just to share, you know, my story, my experience with all of you, but to hopefully trigger some memories of yours. And like if you hadn't come along yet, or if you maybe were born that year, give you a little bit of TV and musical history. because it was definitely a really fun time when it came to entertainment. The movies, that's another story. Grease came out the next month, and lots of other good movies. Animal House came out that year, and lots of other movies I'm not thinking of right now, but it was a great time for movies as well. But thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Two Sisters on the TV, as we took a look back at some of the TV and music in May of 1978. We'll have another episode later in the week. We look forward to bringing that episode to you as well. If you have not begun to follow the podcast, don't forget to hit that follow button so you won't miss any episode that we bring. You'll be right there to find out about them as they are released. Thank you for your time and your support of the podcast. It means so much to both of us. And we will see you all on the next episode.